I would like to thank my teacher of the heart, Jhana Draka, her teacher, Zinke Blanche Hartman, my current teacher, Doug Jacobson, and all the ancestors in my lineage. These are the Four Noble Truths as I recall them. Some people have them memorized, but I think they're only truly true when you live them. So I suffer the indignity of looking them up if needed, and then remember that because I'm suffering indignation, the truths apply to my situation. 1. Suffering is life. 2. Suffering is caused by craving. 3. To end craving, seek enlightenment. 4. Enlightenment arises from the Eightfold Path. If all you seek is the Four Noble Truths, then I give my version freely. If you want to know my comments and hints, please keep absorbing my words. Suffering is life. I remember this from one of my favorite movies, The Princess Bride, when the main character says to the princess, "Life is pain, Highness." While suffering does not have to come from pain, it often does. If the cause of suffering is craving, I crave not to memorize. But that is not the end of suffering. When I hear end suffering with enlightenment, I think, don't we only reach enlightenment when we die? But no common religion suggests suicide, so I don't think this is what the Buddha means. Enlightenment must come from a different source. Enlightenment comes from the Eightfold Path. There is the solution I was searching for when I was presented with the previous truth. Let's just hope the path doesn't require anything from these Four Noble Truths, or it would create a self-referential circle. We have observed the Four Noble Truths, and I've made an attempt at validating them. I've done a reasonable job for myself at this time, but I invite you to continue exploring. This talk is the original written words in the generated AI voice of one that has been called a bodhisattva and has taken the bodhisattva vows. I hope that I've seen you as a being. I hope that I've helped dissolve delusion with these deluded words. I hope that I've opened new learning gates for you. To me, the Buddha's way is unsurpassable. I hope you become what you find unsurpassable.